Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with us once again. My name is Brad Brown. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Derek Pinard. Derek, thanks for your kind words. He says he absolutely loves the podcast. Derek says he was a novice at Comrades this year, and he managed to finish the race in 11:40. He said he felt tired, but didn't feel like falling over. He said he did about 1,400 kilometers from January to June, so felt pretty confident that he would finish the race. He says he's supercharged up to do the back-to-back next year. What would be a realistic goal for improvement as far as time goes? What should he be aiming for the uprun?
Yeah, so look, that's a really tough question to answer accurately, but certainly, look, normally the downrun is faster than the uprun. But when we're talking about novices, just the experience of having done the distance, done the training, and if they're sensible about their second year of training, some people go crazy and then they get all their injuries in the second year. They might get through the first year. So if there's a sensible approach to training and there's a reasonable improvement in the marathon time, you can improve your comrade's time by 30, 60, 90 minutes. I've seen 90 minutes is about the most I've seen, but between 30 minutes and an hour, I've seen quite a bit. And then obviously you get the people who just kind of run the same time year after year after year. So yeah, it's, with the information at hand, I know that's quite a broad answer, but it's difficult to pinpoint it without quite a bit more information.
All right, cool. Yeah, thanks, Lindsay. Back again tomorrow with more Ask Coach Perry podcasts. Get your question in. Just get to AskCoachPerry.com. It's as simple as that. And who knows, we could be answering your question on the next edition.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.